Hi. Okay, I want to teach you something that the Lord has shown me. Showed me a couple of years ago about this, about sowing and reaping, and about living among within your means, and letting God give you the increase so that you can abound further and further, so that your life, the quality of your life, can abound further and further. And Paul talks about this. It's called this grace, and this grace that he talks about, and grace basically is free, unmerited favor. So Paul's talking to some people, and he's telling them how to get out of poverty, how to sow themselves out of poverty, so that they can be financially secure, and then they, through their overflow, they can actually help other people. So Paul shows them this thing that God has provided called this grace. And I'm going to go through it. It's the law of sowing and reaping. And there are other laws as well. There's the law of grace, which God has already provided for us. And all we have to do is step into it. All we have to do is just follow it correctly. And you can have debt reduction. And you can abound financially so that you're no longer struggling, but at the same time, you can help other people. The Bible says, let him who stole steal no more, but working with his hands, that he may give to them who are in need. So that's one of the principles for working, is not so that you can look after yourself, but so that you can look after others. But God wants you to first look after yourself. He wants you to be secure. He wants you to be blessed financially so that you're not worrying. So we'll just look at a few scriptures. There's one in Luke. You know, Jesus said to his disciples, and he said unto them, When I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lack ye anything? And they said, nothing. And that's in Luke 22:35. So they said nothing. So Jesus sent them out, and he miraculously provided for their needs. How did he do that? Well, he moved on people's hearts, and they supplied their needs. When they went to a house that was worthy, that was ready to receive the ministry, their peace was on the house. And then what happened is the people in the house were able to support the disciples. And God had already provided the substance in that house to support the disciples. And so everything is supplied by God. All we have to do is participate in this grace. And you'll read about it in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and chapter 9, and in Philippians chapter 4. So I want to teach you this grace, because we're moving into a new phase of God's work on the earth, and we're moving into the year of Jubilee, when we have now debt reduction, when all the captives are all set free. And if you have 100 slaves, and you're using those slaves to generate finances through your business, you're going to lose those slaves, and you're going to go down. And actually, the name for Jubilee is the Great Falling. So your debt can fall, or your resources can fall, depending on what side of the table you're on. Now, if you're a slave, and you've been a slave for 10 years, you've been serving your master well, then you'll be set free. And so there's a benefit in you, and a reduction in the ability to earn money for your master, because he's lost you as a slave. So some are set free, and some lose their resources. So if you're smart, you need to be set free from those who are your taskmasters financially. In Exodus, it says in Exodus chapter 16, verse 18, and when they did meet it with an orb, an omer, he that gathereth much, is talking about the manna. He that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. So those who ate a lot, they picked up a lot, and they had their stomachs full. Those who didn't eat much, they picked up a little, and they didn't have any left over. So God provided for each person's different situations. And in these last days, God can provide for your situation. And I want to show you how to partner with Donna and I through this grace so that you can support us in our ministry financially, and that God will supply your needs and supply your support even before you even give it to us. So God doesn't want you to give out of your what you have. He wants to give out, wants you to give out of what he wants to provide for you. And this thing is called this grace. And I'm going to step through it bit by bit and show you. And this is basically, in a nutshell, how it works. Is that if you earn $100 and that's all you get for your wages and everybody else is getting $1,000, you need to sow yourself out of that poverty situation so that you can live properly and supply and support your family properly. So you're working hard, but your money's not going anywhere. So what you do is you understand the law of sowing and reaping and start operating in that law. Then you'll find that your finances will get better and better. Your boss will maybe even give you a salary increase. You'll find that all of your shopping and all your bills will start to diminish. And you'll find that you'll end up, you might be only earning $500 eventually, but you'll be keeping up your living expenses, or your living standard will be on par with those who are who have $1,000 a week. And they'll say, you get $500, I get $1,000, but you seem to have the same stuff I've got. How do you do that? Because of this grace. This grace that God has provided. So we're going to go through that, and I want to show you how to be to get out of debt, which is a curse, and how to live within your means, and also how to prosper. Because we're moving into a period of time that God's moving on the earth where all of the rich, all of the mighty are going to fall. And you need to be able to access this grace so that you can be the head, not the tail. You can be above, not beneath. So that you can be successful and that you can give unto those who are in need, because you know how to prosper in Jesus Christ. So that's what I'm going to teach you. And it's all about, it's not about giving out of a part of your $100 to help us. It's about going to the Lord and saying, Lord, supply me more overflow so that I can prosper myself and give to Tom and Donna's ministry. It's all about God providing the seed so that you can sow it into our lives. So God always provides the seed for the sower. You don't provide the seed. God provides the seed. And as he provides the seed for you to sow into our life, into our ministry, into our plowed up ground where you're going to get a 30, 60, 100-fold return, right, in financial blessing, spiritual blessing, then God's going to provide for you. You're going to provide for us. And God's going to increase your ability to generate finances miraculously. And then you're going to be able to bring up your living standard, because you didn't eat your seed, you actually sowed it. And it's all about sowing into what God is doing, not what through your own humanism. You see TV, you see the ads, you see the poor little children over in Africa starving, and all of these things, they're meant to tug your heartstrings and for you to give through humanism, through emotionalism. What we need to learn to give is through the will of God. We need to understand what the will of God is. Where is God working? Where is God partnering with? Who is he partnering with? How can we support that? Not man's ideas on you know, on humanism, because those things, you won't get a great return. If you plant your seed into what God's doing, that's good ground, that's anointed ground. If you plant what your with your seed that God has given you into human ground, into humanism, into emotionalism, you're not going to get much, because the Bible says that all of man's works is going to burn up and your crop is going to go down with it. So it's a wise thing to go to God and say, who are you working with? Who are you blessing? Who are you sending forth in ministry? Not, you know, there are a lot of churches out there that are, their ministry is not being generated by God. They're doing their own. They're pushing their own barrow. And they're asking people for massive amounts of funds so they can buy extra Learjets to fly around. And these things are not of God. The Bible says that they make merchandise of you, that they fleece the flock. We don't want to be numbered with these people. So we're going to teach you from the scriptures how to successfully prosper. Okay, you got to remember that that in Exodus, they had to bring all the silver and gold out of a willing heart. But you know, when they were in Egypt, all of the Egyptians gave the children of Israel gave them all the gold and silver. They borrowed off them. They gave them everything. So God moved on them. They gave it to the Hebrews. They went out into the wilderness, and then the priest said, "We need your silver and gold so that we can do some stuff for the tabernacle." And they gave it willingly because God gave seed for the sower. That's how it works. So we'll go into greater detail later in this next talk, and then you'll understand it. Okay, we'll leave it there.